This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. We'll probably talk a little bit more about hunting till the second hour, then we'll talk about fishing. Guess who's with us this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Awake.
Good. You're going to be able to speak into the microphone
today? I'm working on it today.
That's good, because
I know Chuck said talking to the microphone.
That's right. Chuck, yes, one of our avid podcast listeners said that the only critique he had about the show was your fault.
That's such a nice way to put it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, basically, oh, there's somebody texting me already this morning. Hey, there he goes. Okay, there's Chuck.
That's the other Chuck.
That's the other Chuck. Yeah, not that Chuck.
Chuck didn't pick that.
No, there's a lot of Chucks that listen to this show. Chuck listens live. The other Chuck listens podcast when he's driving around. Yeah. So, anyway, yeah. But you're doing better. You got that microphone right there. That's where it's supposed to be. That's perfect.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Well, how was your week? A lot of people, I don't know. This hot weather has kept a lot of people out of the woods. I mean, there's people out there, and they're taking some deer. But, you know, those folks down in Dorchester County and Wicomico County who typically hunt sika deer, this is almost the peak of the rut for sika deer. It might go another few weeks, but, you know, they're taking some deer, but not as many as they could, because in this heat, those deer go more nocturnal than you know, come out in the daytime. However, I'm going to try them tomorrow. We have a Sunday hunting day tomorrow in Dorchester County. So I'm going to be hunting tomorrow, and Robin's going to be at a baby shower.
I think I'd rather be hunting.
I think I'd rather be hunting, indeed. So kind of a little bit of a firestorm this week. The Maryland Farm Bureau sent out a little email to their subscribers and basically said preventing bear and deer damage to crops was the topic at a recent meeting between the Farm Bureau members and DNR officials. At the direction of Governor Larry Hogan, DNR staff have been meeting regularly with Farm Bureau's Wildlife Management Committee to hammer out more efficient control options. May I translate?
Go right ahead.
Sure. The Farm Bureau has put political pressure on the administration about deer depredation and the fact that they're being wiped out of business by deer, who are the scum of the earth in the farmer's eye. And they are considered, seriously, were declared as vermin by the Maryland Farm Bureau about 3 years ago, vermin, at their annual meeting. Okay? So, more efficient control options means how can we annihilate the whitetail and sika deer herd, and by the way, put a hurting on the bears too in Western Maryland. I'm translating from this newsletter from the Farm Bureau. At last week's meeting, the second of three, hosted by the Maryland Farm Bureau, DNR unveiled draft plans for a bear crop depredation permit, night control options under the deer depredation permit, a streamlined cooperators permit for farmers, and DNR managed hunt opportunities for maximum deer herd reduction. Maximum deer herd reduction. What does that mean? That means simply this. Farmers want every deer dead that they see on their property because sometime or another they might take a bite off of a ear of corn or they might eat some soybeans. Now, I'm stepping in here. I have no pick with farmers who legitimately farm and who use the deer management permits the way they are supposed to be used. They utilize the deer management permits. They kill the deer. They harvest the deer just like they would a crop. They take the deer to a processor, and they donate that deer. If they don't want to eat the meat themselves, they donate that deer, or they find somebody who wants that deer. What I am angry about are the farmers who shoot indiscriminately bucks, does, fawns in violation of the standards of the DMPs, okay, and let them lay. And let them lay. And they do it, and they do it, and they do it.
No, I was just, I'm just appalled.
Yeah.
Because there's no need for it. It's senseless.
The deer herd in Maryland has gone from over 300,000 animals. And, Robin, you heard this from the director's mouth.
Yes, I did. Not that part. Not that he didn't say that to us.
Oh, we talked about this.
I know, but he didn't say that
summit.
To us.
No, he didn't say any of this was ready to go. Okay. September 24th. We had this conversation with the wildlife director at the Maryland Hunting Coalition Hunting Summit. We had 24 people in the room from all walks of the hunting world, okay, including deer cooperators, including, you know, people from, I don't know, all over, guides and outfitters.
You didn't finish your statement, though.
What was
from 300,000 to
300,000 animals a decade ago to under 200,000 now.
So they're almost going to be extinct.
I wouldn't say they're going to be extinct.
Well, if you go with what they want to do, which is basically just shoot everything in
eradicate
sight.
Eradicate them.
Yeah.
Now, this is a release coming from the Farm Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yes. They're going to use terms like that.
Sure.
This is not coming from the hunting community.
No.
And it's not coming from the Wildlife Director's Office.
This is coming from the Farm Bureau. Exactly. However, you know, here you've got this draft plan, night control, bear crop depredation, a streamlined cooperator's permit for farmers. What that means, what a streamlined cooperator's permit means for farmers, is that if I want to go into business as a deer cooperator and handle troubling deer situations, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. I've got to go through a written test, a proficiency exam. I've got to, you know, be able to shoot. And you know, take out an animal humanely, you know, with a quick lethal kill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what does a streamlined program mean?
Machine gun?
No. Streamlined. What's the word?
Howitzer?
No, streamlined cooperator's permit, okay? Streamlined means dumbed down
mm-hmm.
is what that means.
Exactly.
So, you know, okay. Whew. The bear permit is available this fall, for farmers who work with the regional DNR office. The other programs will be finalized and rolled out before the end of the year. DNR staff will answer questions at Monday's breakout session during the Farm Bureau's convention in December 4th in Ocean City. Okay, so the most troubling part of this is the night shooting, and here's why. This is focused primarily in Dorchester County by landowners, farmers, who farm crops around the Blackwater Wildlife Refuge. Okay?
Okay.
They claim that the sika deer depredation is horrible. It can barely harvest a crop. Okay? So night shooting says when the sika deer come out of the marsh at night, they want to make them available targets. So the legitimate hunters that hunt Blackwater and around Blackwater with archery and muzzleloader and shotgun are going to be finding dead sika deer around the perimeter of Blackwater. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Here's the dirty little secret. They already are finding them. They're already doing it. They're already doing it.
In addition to the disease that you were talking about last week.
Yeah, in addition to EHD. Now, EHD affects primarily whitetails, okay? But there is some evidence that some sika deer are affected by it, okay? Mm-hmm. EHD is simply a disease, and we've talked about it with wildlife managers here. It's spread by a midge, a no-see-em, a gnat,
mm-hmm.
basically. Bites the deer, causes an infection in the bloodstream. The bloodstream or the infection is so high that it just drives the deer. It's 90, I don't know what percent fatal, but some deer can survive it. But it drives the deer to water. Some of them just dive in and drown because they can't take the temperature, they can't take the fever. Okay, and it's very quick acting and indiscriminate killer.
Okay.
Bucks, does, fawns, it doesn't really matter. That gnat bites them and that virus hits them and they're not resistant to it, they're going to die. So we had a caller last week that talked about finding 12 deer here and 20 deer there and 70 there. Well, that is part of the Dorchester, Talbot, Caroline County mm-hmm. hot region for EHD. So that's already knocking down the deer herd on some of these farms. So Governor Hogan pledged to work with us, the Maryland Farm Bureau, on better wildlife control options in January while meeting with our board in his state house offices. He reiterated his promise during a summer visit with the Maryland Farm Bureau board and county presidents. Farm Bureau leaders are pleased with the attention paid to the number one complaint of members around the state, the unreasonable loss of crops to undermanaged deer, bear, and wildlife populations. It's a middle finger to our Department of Natural Resources and the hardworking biologists that work their asses off to manage these resources. The Farm Bureau does nothing to support wildlife management. Oh, they're saying, here's their deer statement. Well, you know, state lets them deer get out of control, and all we do is feed them. Belong to the state. They don't belong to the state. In case the farmers out there don't know who the deer belong to, they belong to the citizens of the state of Maryland under the public trust doctrine from the 1850s. Okay? All wildlife is owned by all the citizens of the state. And just because it happens to wander onto your land doesn't mean you own that deer. Now, there are reasonable ways for you to control that population. If you want to take the effort to apply for crop damage permit, utilize a crop damage permit, shoot only antlerless deer, the hunting community has no problem with that. But here's what the hunting community has a problem with, okay? You get your crop damage permit, you indiscriminately shoot as many deer as you possibly can, bucks, does, and fawns, then you lease your property out. Okay? You lease your property out to hunters who pay a lot of money to shoot the non-existent deer, and you walk away happy. And when the person who leases the farm says, we didn't see any deer, guess what? Hey, you were here in the spring, you saw the tracks, you saw the damage. Well, we're not coming back. Well, okay, we'll get another bunch of suckers from Baltimore. No problem. All right, we got to take a break. We got a couple calls. We are giving away a muzzleloader. CVA has authorized our muzzleloader contest this season. October, November, and December, we're giving one away each month. And you're welcome to call in and comment on what we've talked about. There's more to this, and I'll get into more of it, but we got to the break time. So we will... we'll take your calls for muzzleloaders. Muzzleloader. Let's talk to Ron in Sykesville. We'll take our break, and we'll be good to go. Hey, Ron, good morning. Morning, Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Great. I am Crabber Ron's son.
Ah, Crabber Ron Jr.
Yep, Crabber Ron Jr. He got me to call in about this muzzleloader.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, all you got to do is leave your name with Chris, leave your phone number. He's already got that, and then just go on the air and say, hi, I want to get in the muzzleloader contest. We're good to go.
Okay, thank you.
All it takes. Thanks. Thank you, Ron, Crabber Ron Jr. See you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, speaking of that, look, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. We just had dinner there the other night.
It was amazing, per usual.
Yep. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just off, 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, you know, Route 26, Liberty Road, headed west. You know, you come off Beltway Exit 18, headed west towards, you know, Eldersburg, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. These crabs and oysters are probably just out of the bay, either that day or the day before. They're that fresh. Okay? And you know what? Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering at your large event. A lot of crab feasts this time of year. Here's who to call. Good Times. You can look for them on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals, or you can call them 443-657-7187. For good times and good crabs and seafood, it's Good Times Crab House. 443-657-7187 on Liberty Road. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge.
Which you also went to.
We were just there the same day we were at the Chesapeake Landing. They serve not only great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they have some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on Maryland's Eastern Shore. No question about it. Now, I don't go through the fast food drive-thru when I'm on Route 50, headed to the deer stand or the duck blind. I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Look for the big donut. Think big donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and I there.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCPM. Listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is a place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
Beverly Hillbilly.
There they are. All right, let's talk to a hillbilly right here. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Morning, Fran.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
Good morning, Alan and Robin. Yes, I have become a hillbilly. I'm telling you, trip, honey, please. I'm not going to take long because I know people want to call about the muzzleloader.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to talk long about the trip. I'm going to write you an article about that.
Yep.
But I do want to do this. At 3 o'clock this morning, I wanted to do something a little, I felt was a little special. And that's real quick. I'm going to read you a poem that I wrote.
All right.
About your show. Okay?
Okay, sure.
And it's called The Powerful Influence of the radio show, talk radio show.
All right.
Listen if you can. Listen all day and night. Talk radio will take you on a magical flight. Sooner or later, your interest will take hold. On someone else's interest, you can attach your imagination. Wanting to do something new, not even thinking that it was in you. Take a chance. It will change your life. A new purpose you may find. New thoughts stir your heart and mind. The hunter's spirit got a hold of me. The best time in my life I have lived to see. The powerful influence of talk radio. I will tell my story wherever I go.
Wonderful.
I love it.
Wonderful.
Like it?
That's
yeah, your show.
Fair enough. Well, thank
especially
you.
For you. I wrote it
thank
like 3
so
o'clock,
much.
And then I fixed break, and I went back to sleep.
Uh-huh. Good, good. Good for you.
You could have talked us across the Bay Bridge.
Yeah, we were on the road at that point. So, all right, girl.
All right.
I really like it. And, Fran, I'm very proud of you for what you did. That was awesome.
Well, the trip was priceless. Priceless.
I saw the pictures. There's a big smile on that face.
I ended up in the newspaper on TV everywhere.
Really? That's great. Cool. All right.
Well, I'm going to let the muzzleloader people get through.
All right, girl. Thank you.
Guys, take care.
Bye. See you, Fran.
Okay. Bye-bye. There goes Fran. Next, we've got, hey, Chuck, good morning. And you got a guest with you this morning, Chuck.
I sure do, Alan. I've got Dirk from Alabama. He's up in Michigan at PC Bayhunt.
Hey, Dirk, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I hear you're tagged out.
Another successful hunt with the PCBA.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yes, indeed. Good bunch of folks there. You know, Chuck and I'm sure Chuck told you about his hunt and his success out in Indiana and told you all about Fran, who just called. I'm sure you heard her on the air. And
yes, I did.
Yeah, she's excited. And she's something else, that's for sure. So. But
let me briefly explain who Dirk is to the listeners.
Please do.
Dirk is our blind hunter.
Right. That means you hunt out of a blind, right, Dirk?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if he doesn't have good luck, he didn't see any.
Jeez. Oh, man. Hey, it's a tough crowd, buddy.
Dirk uses that line, so don't get on me about it.
Okay. All right, got it. Well, how is Michigan? I mean, how is Michigan?
It's raining right now. It's been warmer than I expected.
You know, west of the Mississippi, for the most part, has been cold and snowy. East has been, like, brutal as far as being warm and such, you know? It's not good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But,
I flew up here.
Yeah?
I flew up here, was delayed today because of Hurricane Nate. Alabama there.
Right.
Dumped about 6.5 inches of rain on us. About the same time we were trying to drive to the airport.
So right.
Delay that. I wasn't going to make my wife drive through a hurricane.
No, I don't blame you. So.
Come up Monday, and the host here, Aubrey Gale, who used to work for Scentlock as a videographer, he's the host of this Michigan hunt.
Right.
He put us up in his real nice cabin on the lake up here. Three other hunters on this hunt. This particular hunt takes four at the moment. Got this blind guy.
Right.
And they've got the other three are from Michigan. One is from Buchanan. He's got some spinal and neck injuries. And we've got another fellow from eastern Michigan who fell out of a tree stand.
Oh, boy.
And, boy, I'm telling you, there's several of them in the club have fallen out of tree stands.
In fact, your guide had fallen out of the tree stand at one time.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Right. You really got to stress the safety issue there because you don't unless you want, you can volunteer, but
that's right.
They don't want you under those circumstances.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And then we've got an 11-year-old from Michigan. He has spina bifida. And, boy, he bagged a really nice 8-point the first afternoon.
Cool. I saw that picture, I think.
Yes, that's a nice picture.
Yep.
Smile on his face.
Oh, yeah. You can't beat that smile.
For life.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Well, sounds like you're having a good time, and I know you you tagged a big doe the other day and used the inline
G line.
What is it, Chuck?
G line
thing that that lines up your scope with your cell phone and makes that connection. It's pretty cool. Whoever's working with you can look on their cell phone and see where your scope's pointed. Is that pretty much basically the idea?
Alan, I got to thank you for last year purchasing one of those G-lines.
Oh, my pleasure.
GPA.
My pleasure. I'd like to do more. So
it's going to go to a good use for somebody.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. So, well, good. Chuck, Dirk, I want to thank you guys for calling in this morning. We've got to move on. We've got a lot of callers here lined up to register for the muzzleloader and some other folks calling in. So.
Yep, and I'll call back and intervene and Dirk on in the contest.
That would be great. Okay, Chuck, that's perfect. Yes, sir, buddy.
All right.
Hey, Dirk, congratulations. Thanks for talking to us again, and you have a great hunt, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate what you do.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hey, Dirk, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chuck. Thanks, Dirk. See you guys.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And Dirk, go back to bed.
Yeah, Dirk.
All right,
Chuck, you go back to bird and then too. All right. Gotta go. Later. Hey, folks.
See ya.
All right. John in Catonsville. John, good morning. How are you? Thanks for waiting.
Good, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Not much. I just saw something you might get a kick out of. I'm sure a lot of your listeners get the same thing that I get. They get a lot of ads in the mail. That
basically
outdoor stuff. Can I mention the name of one of the ads?
Why not?
Sorry. You still there?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Anyway, one of the ones that I get every month on the front of the magazine, it says, get out and stay out. And anyway, I just thought I'd bring that to your attention. I
appreciate that.
Yeah. All of you guys, when when I saw it. Listen to the show all the time, so keep up the good work.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
You're in the muzzleloader contest, John?
Indeed I am.
Got it. Yeah. Take care, buddy.
Right.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Rich in Westminster. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you doing? Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, buddy?
I just wanted to ask you about the a number of deer licenses. So do you think it's gone down over the last, over the years? It just seem like too many somethings that are out there in the woods.
We've lost a relatively high percentage of hunters. We used to sell over 100,000 hunting licenses. We're down to about 81,000 right now. It's dropped off dramatically, and they're doing everything they can. They're putting the hunter safety course online, which I have mixed feelings about that. Same way with the apprentice license program.
But Bucks, Bears, and Stags is trying to. One of the things we're trying to do is encourage kids and motivate novices to get into it.
Novices and kids to get, show us your deer, And so that's...
Get excited.
Get excited about hunting. That's the idea. You can't be so technical and, can't be so... You gotta have a $300 jacket and a $200 pair of pants and a $500 trail camera on every tree. And, you got to put the feeders out and you got to have the latest, greatest, hottest bow, crossbow gun. You got to have that. That's not deer hunting, I used to take my 30-30 for a walk and still hunt through the woods. Got lost a couple times, but you know what? You still see deer that way. It's hunting. It's not sitting in a tree sniping one off a corn pile.
It just doesn't seem to me that that the younger generation is just interested in it.
Well, they're not. There's too many distractions.
Yeah.
There's too many distractions,
numbers on that, like you just told me there.
I have any number of friends who want to get their kids in, into hunting and that type of thing. But, Dad, I got baseball on Sunday and Wednesday and practice on Saturday and da-da-da. It's all the distractions you can get. And, of course, the entertainment factor is the cell phone, the video games, everything and anything to keep them away from the outdoors, okay? Plus the fact that parents anymore want their child protected in every situation. Oh, my gosh. How many thorns did I come home with in my knees and my legs when I was rabbit hunting? How many times did I fall down?
How many times do you still fall down?
Not as often as I used to. But, you got to go out and take the risk. The risk is worth the reward,
Yeah.
And you spend a lot.
I took him out when he was, I'd say, probably 14, 15, and all that kind of thing. And I guess once he found girls, he kind of lost interest in it.
Well,
and then, of course, now he's married with a son and, that sort of thing. And he's doing the, the baseball and and all that kind of stuff. He just lost interest in it.
I have a couple of the X generation in and around the family that have lost interest. Used to be very avid,
Yeah.
But you got a grandson who.
But I got a grandson who is just ready to go anytime, Which is
That's the thing with my grandson now. He just turned. He'll be 7 in February.
Right.
And they're already, seeing if I'll take him out at least in the ground blind with me just to see if he can sit there quiet enough.
Oh, yeah.
I try to do that with him.
Sure. I only took Jacob one day a year for 3 years in a row before, his mom and dad would allow him to take a hunter safety education course, when he was 12. And then we went out that fall. Of course, he turned 12 in November. And we were in the deer stand 2 weeks later. But it's a challenge for the parents, to be he's going to have a gun and that type of thing.
Well, I never thought my daughter would be a hunter.
And her
husband's got her in a deer stand.
Sure.
And his dad Ricky got him into a deer stand.
Hey Ricky. Hey Debbie.
Morning Debbie. Been a Ricky, and got the got them started young.
Sure.
And it makes a big difference. And how you get them excited makes a big difference.
Yeah.
You got it. Yep.
All right. Well, I'll let you go. I know you got other callers.
We do.
Great show. And good work.
Thank Rich. I'll take care, buddy.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks, Robert.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Here he goes. Let's talk to Dale. Good morning, Dale.
Alan, how you doing this morning?
Doing well. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm up in PA.
Ah, Pennsylvania. You're getting ready to do a deer hunt, aren't you?
Yeah, I got the kids up here, and we're all having a good trip, yep.
Good. You sound wide awake.
Yep. You're about as awake as me, Dale. Trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, there you go. So, but no, I'm glad you called in. So, Dale, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the directors for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And what's going on, Dale?
Yeah, well, that's why I called in this morning, Alan, to do the same challenge that I did last year, because I know how important the Maryland Hunting Coalition is, and I would like all your listeners to realize it also. I mean, without you guys, without you and Bill Miles is, you know, a great voice for us down in Annapolis when we didn't have a voice,
mm-hmm.
and that when we don't have a voice in Annapolis, we lose hunting privileges and rights.
That's true.
You know, because we have our antis, or it doesn't even have to be anti-hunters. It could just be people that either want no deer or people that don't want any Sunday hunting or whatnot. I've seen the bills and stuff that come against us.
Right.
And that I realize it's important enough that we need a voice, because when we didn't have one, we were really getting beat up. So whether you think you can lose rights or not, we definitely do when we don't have anybody in our corner. So
absolutely.
So what I wanted to do was same thing I did last year, was throw out a challenge for everybody to go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition page and website, and if every listener to your radio show would just donate $10, $20, and get 10 friends to. I'm going to throw out not only the $5,000 challenge I did last year, which was to match every dollar raised up to $5,000, but I'm also going to get 10 friends that I will verify. You know, I will send out my a text today to 10 hunting friends and ask them to go to your site, the Maryland Hunting Coalition site, donate $10 or more, and text me to verify when they do, so I can let you know the names of my friends. So if everybody that's listening to this radio show this morning does that, you would have enough money, we would have enough money to stay protected for, you know, a couple of years to keep Bill Miles in our corner, because we definitely need a voice.
Wouldn't that be spectacular? Well, what I haven't really told the listeners, Dale, is how short we are, okay? We have a contract with Mr. Miles, and it is fulfilled for now. But
right.
The funds are quickly depleted. And you know, but Dale, you know as well as anybody that we do not waste our money.
Alan does more work than anybody and has never taken a penny for this. And Bill Miles being the lobbyist, and an excellent one at that. When you watch Bill work, and I've been down in the halls. And
oh, yeah.
Watch him work his magic. He knows all the players.
Exactly.
You know, everybody that's important to either try to work against a bill or for a bill, and it is so important to have that voice there. And for us as hunters, if every hunter in the state of Maryland, you know, actually just donated $10, keep us running and have that voice. And
that's
and
true.
Without it, we don't have any voice. If anybody wants to be involved, you know, the easiest thing to do is just give a little bit of money to keep this going. Alan and Bill do more work than anybody, and it's incredible how much you guys put into it. And maybe I would guarantee you most hunters in the state don't even realize what goes on, you know, behind the scenes. But
behind the scenes, I'm glad you brought that up, Dale, because Bill doesn't just work for the 3 months of the General Assembly, okay? He's in meetings continually with wildlife officials. He's coordinating with lawmakers and key lawmakers. We're talking about, you know, people who chair committees. We're talking about people who are on the Environmental Matters Committee in the House or the Senate that matter to us. And not just Bill, but Bill will say, Alan, I had a talk with Senator so-and-so in whatever part of the state. I had a talk with a delegate so-and-so, and this is what, you know, I shared with them, and this is what they're supporting us in the General Assembly, whether they're sponsoring a bill or whether they're going to vote in a committee or whatever it might be. We need to support them, Alan, and I'll say, okay, Bill, what do you have in mind? And it might be, Dale, it might be $100 or $150. It might be $500. But you got to support the key lawmakers that support your cause. And they're in the General Assembly, we have this group called the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. And Bill Miles has been involved with the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus since 2001. And Bill is the eyes and ears of the hunting community with the caucus. These are the guys that care about hunting and fishing in Maryland. Now, keep in mind, there's 40 or 50 guys in the caucus. Not all of them hunt. Maybe 10 in the General Assembly, if that. And but you've seen the response to our Blazing Camo days. You've been there. And they come running over. They want that orange hat, and you know they're pumping our arms, and you know, hey, we're with you guys. And you know what? For the most part, they are. Okay, but they've got to hear from us as hunters, and the coalition must be financially supported, or it will go out of existence. I hate to put it that bluntly, but you know, and look, we don't ask anybody for any membership money. You know, we have over 1,000 members that we send our newsletter to and let them know what's going on. And, you know, there's raffles out there. There's a beautiful BPS shotgun out there that they can go and get a raffle ticket. There's a $10 raffle that they can choose from an engraved 10/22 Ruger or an $800 PSE compound bow or a $600 Parker crossbow. $10. And we're going to draw it on Thanksgiving. It's all on the website, as you mentioned.
Yeah. The biggest thing, ladies and gentlemen, is to go to the website, read how much stuff actually goes on. There's so many bills to take away the Sunday hunting. There's things being brought up about different things all the time that Alan will keep you up to date on. Read that. Realize how much work's going in. And all I can do is express is how important it is for us to have a voice, because without it, we're going to lose rights. And then once you lose them, it's hard to get them back. You know, we fight so hard just to even get the few Sundays that we had when a lot of people came and hunt. That's the only day they can hunt.
Right, exactly.
A week.
Yep.
So I'm going to match every dollar up to $5,000. I would hope that everybody listening would go to that website, donate $5, $10, $20.
Right.
Not much.
Yep.
But if everybody listening does that and get 10 hunting friends to do the same thing within 1 week, you know, I'll call back next Saturday, find out if you got this done, if the hunters in this state actually listening. I'd love to think we got 20 or 30,000, but I'll throw in five.
Right.
Up to the first five, and that's where we'll go from. So,
Dale, will you give us to the end of the month?
Oh, Christ, Alan, you're killing me.
Well, nobody's gonna be here next week. So will you give us to the 28th?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
All right. If you give us to the 28th. All right, we appreciate that.
Okay, my man. You have a good day.
Dale, I appreciate it. You enjoy your deer hunt today, you and your family. And I know all your family hunts. We were just talking about passing down the legacy. Dale, we thank you very much for your service to the Maryland Hunting Coalition, for your financial support as well. And thank you for sharing that message. We greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Y'all have a good day.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Dale.
Thanks, Dale. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go, folks. mdhuntingcoalition.org, mdhuntingcoalition.org. If you need the link, you want to email me, my email address is very simple, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll send you the link and you can go from there. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with Charles in Temple Hill, who's been waiting for a little bit, but we got to tell the folks about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors, you know what? They're ready for muzzleloader season. They're also ready for duck season, which started today. The early duck season started today. They got all kinds of steel shot. They've got shotguns. They've got camouflage. They've got decoys. Everything you need to kick off your waterfowl season. Then once the week-long duck season, early duck season is over, well, then coming in next week is the muzzleloader season. So they carry the Thompson Center and the CVA, great line of CVA firearms as well, and a whole wall of accessories for CVA muzzleloaders, and lots of crossbows. I mean, Barnett, Mission, 10 Point, Carbon Express, Excalibur, and the new Raven, R-A-V-I-N, which you may or may not have heard about, but you need to look that one up. And for the compound bow hunters, they carry the world famous and very popular Matthews Solo Cam. All the camo from Bandit and Under Armour, all the boots, all the knives, waterfowl calls, duck decoys, you name it. Chesapeake Outdoors has it. Where are they located? Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. first choice of Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. They are the first choice because they're the first place you come to when you cross the bridge. That's for sure. 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors, 39B Dominion Road, Kent Island, Maryland.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Very warm stretch of weather here in Baltimore to get us into the weekend forecast. We're talking highs today up to 77 degrees and even warmer tomorrow in the low 80s. And nighttime lows tonight in the mid-60s. We do see a return to more October kind of weather for us early next week towards Monday and Tuesday. Pretty strong cold front sweeps in Monday. Talking highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s. Tuesday, sunshine and 65 degrees. Wednesday, sunshine, low 70s. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back real quick here. I want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Let me tell you, they're your Browning dealer for the Browning firearms of your choice. Let me just tell you about a couple. One real quick one, the AB3 Hunter. Outstanding big game value package. It comes with a wood or synthetic stock, and it comes with a 4-12x40 BDC Nikon Buckmaster scope already installed from the factory, ready to go. Now, Clyde's will, of course, bore sight it for you if you want, but look at the calibers. 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm Remington Mag, 300 Win Mag. It's a great Browning firearm for a very, very, very good value. And then there's the BPS pump shotgun. Comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. 12 and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer models, too. Comes in Mossy Oak breakup camo. Features bottom ejection. Why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop and see all the Browning firearms, including the new Browning ammunition. You'll be glad you did. They have a complete gunsmithing services, too. You can get your license there. It's Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. 242-6108. Hey, crab and seafood lovers, changing course here. Are you ready for some good times? You know, the Spurry family, they've been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters in the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18. That's headed west. Now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, and a variety of fish, and Alaskan, Robin's favorite, snow crab legs. Yeah. And you know what? Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large event. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House, 443-657-7187, right there on Liberty Road. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined.
We'll finish that one next hour, perhaps. Chuck, Charles, how are you, sir?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing fine.
Good. Sorry for the short time we have left here, buddy, but you've got an important announcement.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm the rabbit hunter. I love to rabbit hunt. That's all I do.
Right.
And to share in my enjoyment, I thought the rest of the state needs to learn a little bit more about rabbit hunting for those people who have a desire. So next Saturday,
okay,
I am offering, along with Bass Pro Shop, a rabbit hunting seminar.
Wow, cool. What
it's
time?
It's at 11 a.m. Saturday morning
at
Bass Pro Shop at Arundel Mills. It's called The Sport of Rabbit Hunting. I'll talk about everything you need to know about rabbit hunting, why we rabbit hunt, how much fun it is, what you need to hunt in terms of clothing, licensing, requirements, following the right rules and regulations, respecting the landowner's property who are kind enough to let us hunt, and the guns. And I'll also talk about the dogs, which is
beautiful,
the most important part, and how to prepare the game.
And how to shoot.
And how to shoot for those who need a little help.
And how to load your shotgun before you...
That's right. All the safety requirements, I'll go over all of that. It is so important, safety for the property, for the hunters, and, of course, for the dogs.
Beautiful. Thank you, Charles. Next Saturday, Bass Pro Shop, 11 a.m., Charles Rodney, the sport of rabbit hunting. You got it, buddy. Hey, Charles.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear Dale on the other line?
I did hear Dale, and I echo that, and I'm going to throw something in myself. I'll just send you a check later on.
I'll call you.
And pitch in, because I participate in all the activities of, the Hunting Coalition myself.
Yep. You're an advisor, and you came to the summit, too. I remember.
That's right.
And you're the auctioneer at our event.
And I'm conducting one today for a conservation group today.
Good for you.
Prince Frederick.
All right, buddy. Charles, thank you, sir. Take care, buddy. There's the music.
All right,
gotta go. Thank you.
Bye
bye. Charles Rodney, folks. I've rabbit hunted with him. The story's in the Hunting Quarterly. MDHuntingCoalition.org.